I want to welcome you, Sister Queens. Welcome to Module 1, Attraction versus Action. Okay, Attraction versus Action is the module we are in for the first couple of weeks. And today's lesson is called How to Soften, Let Go, and Receive Men. I want to start today with a quote from
peace.
Olivia Jane.
I am drinking peace.
You'll
today
be amazed at what
from
you attract
Rose
after you start believing. It's actually an herbal tea. I'm usually drinking an oolong or a green tea, but today I'm drinking
herbal
tea.
And this is going to form
tea.
A certain theme for us over the entirety of our time together. What you deserve. And it's not even about what you think you deserve per se.
You're going to start to realize how powerful, adored, and cherished the feminine is in a woman. Of course, you are your own unique, authentic self, yes, and yet as you allow yourself to blossom into, to arise into your unique queen, oh my gosh, it's going to be a different world order for you. And trust me, I know many of you, all of us, have had big scars, big wounds to the masculine. And I do want to invite you to review the healing the wounds to the masculine in the Powerfully Feminine Intensive. Okay, I want you to review that if you feel like you need to in order to proceed. Attraction versus action. You know, if there's one thing I want to start to do for you today is to reorientate the direction of where your energy usually flows. Okay, so this concept, attraction versus action, has a lot to do with basically core fundamental differences between masculine energy and feminine energy. But today we're basically going to discuss that. We're going to discuss these core energy flows that are different between the masculine and the feminine, okay? And it's a particular way to embody and understand masculine-feminine polarity in the light of relationship and male-female dynamics. We're going to talk about today about how to be attractive, and we're going to talk about how to soften, let go, and open. So what I want to start with is a little review of some core descriptors of the masculine and the feminine in order to illustrate one core thing I want to pass to you today, okay? So the masculine is about action. Action, focus, doing, moving forward. It's directional and it's about leading. Now the feminine is about receiving, spreading, inviting inside, letting go, and surrender. The feminine is about receiving, spreading, inviting inside, and letting go. Now, this is important because one of the things that I want you to start to do is to reverse the tide of your energy, okay? So if there's one thing that I know about myself before I learn about the work on the feminine is I was so oriented toward the pushing the tide out, the pushing, the doing, the striving, the constant moving forward, the action, the pressing in. And yet, just like how the ocean is, there's times for the tide to go out and there's times to let the tide come back in. Now, this that I'm describing, this metaphor here, is a really important one for you to start to feel into yourself, to feel what it would be like to let the tide come back in toward you. So look, we're all so capable and we can all do so many things, and we've all proved that we could do the pushing and the striving, the man mode thing. We could do what the masculine can do. Hooray, gold star for us, okay? We've proved it. However, you know, my position is always that one, it's not sustainable. It's going to burn you out eventually, okay? And two, importantly here, it causes problems in polarity in relationships, right? Now, remember when I speak about polarity, I don't mean being polarized. I mean masculine, feminine polarity. And this is something you want. You want this
in a relationship dynamic. And by the way, whether you're gay or you're straight, there's always someone that takes the masculine pole and someone that takes the feminine pole in successful relationships, right? Now, you're here as women here because you are wanting to be polarityed into the feminine. You want to be strongly in the feminine. You want to arise in your queen, okay? We want this strong polarity. Why? Because it creates a beautiful sense of dynamic, creativity, sexuality, strong movements of communication once we understand each other, okay? And a lot of that's going to be coming out through this training. The thing that I want you to get here about attraction versus action in an overarching sense is the feminine is about letting the tide come in toward you. You've done so much. What about letting go and letting things come back in toward you? It's okay. You know that I'm very big about, well, we don't cut off the masculine for the feminine. We just don't do it like that. It doesn't make sense. We all have these forces inside of us. But we want to become predominantly in the feminine. And as I'm speaking now, you might want to do that exercise where we just feel inside of ourselves and feel how much masculine and feminine you're running right now. Okay? Because what we want to get to is something a bit more like 80% feminine. Okay? And that we can get back to that at any time. Now this becomes even more potent, pertinent, and important in masculine-feminine relationship dynamics. So we're talking about letting the tide come back in. This is attraction. So the next thing I want to talk about is how to be attractive, and I'm kind of already illustrated it, honestly. It's more about being than doing. Okay, that's another important fundamental descriptor of the feminine, being rather than doing or pushing. So when the tide comes back in, we get to be. Think of full tide when it's just still and the tides come in and you don't have to do anything other than shine your core authentic presence to validate your existence. You don't have to do anything to validate your existence. One thing you're going to learn throughout this program is how hungry men are for the feminine. They wouldn't put it in these terms. We've come a long way in terms of the true and false feminine, masculine, feminine model, right? So we've got a lot of understanding. You've done the Powerfully Feminine Intensive. You're already understanding and implementing the five core feminine arts in your life. Now the rubber's hitting the road in dynamics in relationship. And this is where you're going to get a lot of feedback, a lot of important feedback from men. And trust me, they are not dull. They're not blockheaded. They're not insensitive. And in fact, men are super sensitive to the feminine. They're sensitive to us and our needs, and they want to make us happy. And trust me, they know when a woman is feminine in her energy. Again, they wouldn't not necessarily have words to describe it, but they will relish in it when you turn up like this. This being in which, think of it like a vacuum. When you be, you allow this vacuum of life to come back into you. You allow yourself to receive back from all of your love and your caring and your efforts. You get to do that. And this is something we call out-breath, right? That we speak about in the Powerfully Feminine Intensive. You have to create a lot of space for out-breath in the feminine. And this receiving of the tide back into you is a way to do that. Okay, this receptivity. Now we're going to be talking about sensual feminine embodiment and a lot more about this moving forward. Okay, so there's a lot about how you create this receptivity in your energy and in your body and in your body language, and we will get to that. But I want you to just feel my words right now. Because remember, your feminine emergence, or I should say re-emergence, is because I am talking to things inside of you that already know a lot of this. And it goes, yes, I know that. I know that. But we don't want it to be just a know that from here. We want it to be a, oh, I know that. I feel that inside myself. Oh, that's just so juicy. My body, my energy, my feminine knows these things. And she's ready to wake up and become alive, right? And be loved and adored and cherished by the masculine. Now, so much of what I'm going to talk about, of course, has a lot to do with primary relationships with a man, a king. And yet, so much of what you're going to learn works with men in general, okay? Which is so beautiful. So this being attractive, receptive, this, it's like a pause, a waiting, requires no words or justification. You don't necessarily have to say very much. In fact, you can just breathe and let the masculine force come toward you. And one of the things you're going to learn is that the masculine has a lot to do with provision. Provision, being provided for. And that doesn't just mean a man or your king. This is a provision by the divine. And if we don't create time and out-breath and space, we don't get provided for by the divine masculine. So, a few things to help you do that, which is our third topic today, which is how to soften, open, and let go. So, softening, or what I call rounding things out, making things circular or rounded, is a really important aspect of the feminine. So I know when I go into man mode and masculine, when I become directional, things become more like straight lines. The edges get kind of hardened or squared off. So one of the ways we can get back into our feminine is do things that bring circular motion back into our body, okay? Before I got on today, I did a little sexy dance break because I needed to feel my body be in circular fluid motion, okay, before I spoke to you today. Now, another way that we learn how to do this, and this is a big cultivation, by the way, as in to do this well, you have to cultivate your voice. So right now, I'm really in a very feminine voice. I'm more soft and fluid, even sometimes a little bit sing-songy. Now, my voice is more feminine than a few minutes ago because I am directing and leading a teaching. So there's a certain amount of masculine I need to bring. And see how I brought a bit more masculine back into my voice just then. And let's go feminine again. More spaciousness. More fluidity, more softening. I really implore you to practice this and to try this with men. They love the way our voice caresses them. We don't have to touch them to caress them with our voice. Similarly, a voice can actually block or push or attack somebody, right? We want to go into the fluid softening of our voice. And the third way to soften, open, and let go I want to talk to you about is this concept of softening your resolve. Softening your resolve. Now, I have had a saying for many, many years, which was, if I'm in a fight or an argument with somebody, anybody, I will check in with myself and I'll ask myself, do I want to be right or do I want to be open? Do I want to be right or do I want to be open? And that's a question that you can ask yourself anytime. For me, I want to be open more than I want to be right. Me proving myself or my intelligence or my rightness on an issue, it just isn't as important to me anymore. And you're going to learn some really important things about how to listen to men when they're speaking to you about certain things. And, you know, we don't need to dude up with them. We don't need to prove our intelligence. They already know that you're brilliant, and they adore you for your brilliance, by the way. So this is not about dumbing yourself down. No way. They will ask for your input. They will seek your counsel the more that you learn how to receive, listen, and sometimes have to soften your resolve, soften your stance on something. Well, maybe you could go, maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Now, the last thing I want to speak to you about with regard to letting go and softening and opening is, look, I know how capable you are. The women that are attracted to work with me are smart and savvy and successful and super capable. In fact, I would argue that you can probably do anything, right? You could be anything and you could do anything. And the kind of king that you want to be with, he's going to adore that in you. But we have to stop trying to prove that to them. They're going to work it out soon enough. You don't need to prove that to a king. What I'm talking about is letting men in, letting their masculine do more of the doing for you. I'll give you a little story. I think you all know that my father died by the time I was 13 years old. He was dying from age 10 to 13. Prior to that, my father was a medical doctor, actually, but he was an incredible carpenter. He had a workshop replete with every tool you could imagine. We also had yachts, and so he used to work on the boats. But he'd be in his workshop, and I just adored my father, so I'd just hang around him. And he'd also ask me to hold things, like hold a piece of wood for him while I was sawing it, or I would hang around in that workshop for hours and years, right? And after my father died, funnily enough, and then when I became an adult, so a young adult, and I started to have my own apartments and I was working for my, you know, working, etc., I realized I could make anything and I could fix anything. I literally knew how to use any and every power tool out there. And it's not like my father was handing them to me. It just got passed to me. And to this day, I can still fix anything. And in fact, I am actually a better, you know, what would you call that, maintenance person or builder than a lot of men and many men. So what have I had to learn to do? Although I can do it, why not just let the man do it for me? Because what do I have to prove? If he can do it and he offers it and it makes him really happy to provide for me, just let him do it, right? And for me, you know, try not to criticize or say it should be done better or worse. Let him provide for you. Why do we always think that we have to prove that we're as manly as them? There is no need for us to prove that we're as manly as them. They want to make you happy. They want to provide for you your needs. They want to give to you. They want their masculine to come forward and they want you to be able to receive it. All right. And they really want to serve you. If there's one thing that I want to pass over this time together, how much the masculine wants to serve the feminine in you. They are hungry for this. There are so few women out there that do turn up in the feminine. We give to the masculine by receiving. We give to the masculine by receiving. Such an important concept. Okay, well, I'm going to close up our session today, our lesson. You know, and we're going to talk a lot today about communication,
how to let go,
and how to talk with men in understanding men, which is actually the next module.
So this is going to give you some homework into a relationship, into situations where you're going to have
with men in your life this week.
Or tricky.
Sending you much love, and I will see you in the next video in module one.
One thing I've learned, and this is a bit of a tip, you know, when I was dating, especially when I started dating Thomas, I would just tell him what I'm experiencing. So I remember when I sat down with him, and you know, it was like sixth, seventh date, and I was holding him
really internal clear boundary around not having sex yet, and partly because I took him seriously. Yeah, I'll get to that a bit more later. But he took me to the Fairmont across the